Another day. Another day to experience new mercy.
Sharing in the presence of God. Listen. way, a kind of oxymoron that you fight for peace. Amen. You it seems like you put fighting and peace in the same phrase. They kind of negate one another. But fighting just means you're endeavoring with all that you are to win that thing which is important. You're devoting your effort to it and your strength to it and your energy to it. And today, and particularly, we are talking about Matthew 5, verse 9, where it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Some Bible may say the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Peacemakers are those that fight for peace. Yeah. You gotta sometimes fight for peace. Let me just sort it out like this. You kind of see where I'm going. Now, a lot of times, and this is the reason why I wanted to bring up that idea of fighting for peace. Because a lot of times, if you're like me, probably most of you are not like me, but if you were like me, you try to avoid conflict. Arguments, hard conversations. If you're like me, you try to avoid those kinds of things. I try to avoid conflict. But if you want to be a peacemaker, you can't avoid conflict. You have to resolve conflict. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Y'all with me so far? Peacemakers resolve conflict.
Amen.
Because, my brothers and sisters, when you don't resolve conflict, then conflict evolves.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? If there's no resolution, there's an evolution. And conflict becomes even more difficult and dangerous and harmful to the point, amen, if you don't resolve it, it evolves to the point that often, especially when we talk about relationships, they dissolve.
Amen. It's true. Amen.
If you don't resolve, they evolve and they will soon
dissolve.
It's
true. That's good. It's true. That's good.
Amen.
So, we have to do everything we can to bring about peace. Also, a peacemaker, let me give you my other definition of peacemaker so I can be sure we're all on the same page. A peacemaker is, I want the exact wording so I can make sure it's correct, okay? A peacemaker brings peace. Listen, brings peace to others because they have received it themselves.
Okay.
You cannot give
what you don't have.
What you don't have.
That's real.
So,
that's real.
God has given us peace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, if as peacemakers, we want to share that peace with our world. And make our world a better place.
Yeah.
God is all about peace. Even though the Trinity, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, is a complex subject, God, Father, Holy Spirit, making one God, is a complex subject, but there, one thing about the Trinity, there's peace and oneness.
Amen. Amen.
So when we live in peace and oneness, we reflect the glory of God that's found in the Trinity.
Alright. Amen.
Because He's the God of all peace.
Amen.
Yeah, the God we serve is the God of all peace. See that in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And we know that Jesus, that's kind of a reference to the Father. We know that Jesus is called the to bind together what is divine. When you make peace, you bind something together. That is divine. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, gave us an example of, I need to tell you one thing before I get to that. I was talking about conflict a minute ago. I said, in order to be peacemakers, you got to run toward conflict.
Right.
Not away from it.
Amen.
You got to run toward the barking dog. You got to run toward the barking dog. But conflict. Amen. You can't run from it. You got to run toward it in order to solve it. The tough issue. And that's what Jesus did, because Jesus had the toughest issue of all times. Because he had to bring humanity together with God.
Right.
A sinful humanity together with a holy God.
Yeah.
So Jesus had to run toward the barking dog of sinful humanity.
My Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
He had to run toward folk that was going to lie on
him. Yeah.
It's true. And finally, they were going to crucify. He had to run toward them. And think about it. Sometimes being a peacemaker, when you stand between people trying to make peace, and they're going to go,
you get hit.
Both of them, you're going to get hit on both sides. You're not even in the fight, but you end up getting hit on both sides.
You got a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
You don't want to come out started. You're trying to keep people in there. You come out started. Cuts on you.
Yeah.
Bruises on you.
Yeah, that's real. Lord
have mercy. Because we're trying to keep the conflict from happening. My brothers and sisters, every time I think about that, I think about Jesus. Because Jesus came all the way heaven down toward the roaring dog of sinful humanity.
Yeah.
And when he was on the cross dying for our sin, he was getting hit from both sides.
Yeah.
Humanity was talking about it.
Yeah.
Humanity was lying on it. They had beat him all night long.
Yeah.
Crowned him with thorns. Bruised him. Blood pouring down. They stole his soul, stripped him naked, and made fun of him.
Yes, my Lord, thank you, Father.
So they,
my Lord,
were punching him.
Yes.
They were bruising him. But not only were they bruising him, but God, his Father, was bruising him too, because he was in our place, he was in our stead.
Yeah.
He took our place. So as God poured out his wrath on his own son, God was punching him too. He was in the midst of humanity and divine, his own father punching him because he was paying the price for our sin.
Thank you, Father. My God.
I hear sometimes.
Yes, Jesus.
When you're trying to resolve conflict and make peace, because he was trying to make peace between man and God.
Yeah.
And the only way there could be peace between man and God is somebody had to pay for man's sin.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord God. He was him.
Thank you, Lord God.
He was comfortable there. You know, he was comfortable like, he was comfortable to help angels, serving, helping, waiting, praying, helping, thinking about, way beyond our imagination. He was comfortable being the Son of God in heaven throughout all eternity. He could have stayed there.
Yes,
he could have stayed. But you know, in our love, like, we don't want to be comfortable sometimes in comfort. We'll change our comfort so much that we don't want to get into a conflict.
Right, it's true.
get in the fight. We want to fight for peace. We want to fight for a better world. So don't wait to sit down, amen, in a restaurant at the bar and let people post stuff on them.
Yeah.
And spit on them, talk about them, put them. Amen. They did it not because they had to, because they were trying to bring about peace. Peace meaning a better world.
Yeah.
They ran for a bull common dog. They ran to the crowd and field after they got along the bridge.
Yeah.
But they were trying to accomplish the peace. Sometimes you gotta fight for peace.
Yeah.
Fight for things to get better.
Yes.
But if you don't fight, it won't get better.
Amen.
You know, if you don't resolve, you're an evolve. You need a devolve.
That's good.
But listen, before you can become a peacemaker.
Come on now.
See if I give you this verse. Oh yeah, that's in your prayer verse. It's a wonderful. You know, sometimes I have like that 2 or 3 points. But I was praying in certain places. There's too much in here to be kind of, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a 1 point sermon. But you got to hold ourselves in. All right, here we go. Here we go. Look at verse 8. Now, if you got your pen, I want you to underline some words. Verse 8, I'll keep it in. 5, 8, 12, 8. Underline in verse 8, cure. Mm-hmm. Verse 9, underline peacemakers.
Yeah.
Verse 10, underline persecutors. You can't be a peacemaker unless you got a pure heart.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be a peacemaker unless you got a pure heart. Okay. Look on the back of that sheet again. Verse, this is James chapter 3, 14 through 18. Let's start at 14. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, so you see what you want.
Yeah.
You're a believer. You're supposed to be seeking the will of God, seeking the kingdom of heaven, but you're seeking what you want out of it.
My God, been there.
Do not boast the lie in the truth. The wisdom does not, this wisdom does not descend from above, but it's earthly, sensual,
demonic. Amen.
For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every other thing are there.
Yes.
But the wisdom from above is first what?
Here. Yeah.
Is that on there?
Yeah.
It's first pure.
Yes.
And then peaceable.
Yeah.
You can't have the peace until you get pure.
Yeah. Amen.
Pure can mean all your heart is moving in the same direction.
Right.
Y'all remember I said that last week?
Amen.
It means you got one aim, one will.
Yeah.
When one's heart is about aiming at knowing God better, and have the assignment that God has given him, and that's your one aim.
Yeah.
Then you can be a peacemaker.
All right. Yeah. All
right. But if you have these, you don't see you gotta have peace. I said you have to have it before you get it.
Right.
If you don't have peace on your own inside.
Right.
If there's jealousy and envy because trying to be better than somebody, or you think somebody's better than you, and you got to pull them down, pick yourself up, or somebody get all the solos, and you don't get the solos. Somebody else's name is called out in church more than your name is called out. And somebody else got a reserve seat. And you don't have it. When you have a reserve, hey, you got a reserve seat, this is because, hey, we know you need that.
Right, amen.
That's real.
Well, sometimes it causes the problem. It causes strife. But your ultimate got to be all about God's gospel. Listen to this. I heard this. Can't thank you, God. It might come to the problem. Listen. It's not mine. So don't quit me. This is too good to be mine. But I thought I'd share it with you. Let me give you a verse first. What's it? It is. It's not mine, but it's the Bible's. Matthew 27:14. This is going to be worth your attention right here. Now they were saying different things about the context. They were saying different things about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay? They was accusing him. In verse 12, you look back to 12, they was accusing. And when he was accused by the chief priest, the elders.
Ooh, Pastor, don't go there.
He answered.
No.
And then 14 says, he answered him, never a word. The key to keeping your protecting your own peace is to be like a broken elevator. Are y'all with me so far? Hey, I got everybody taking the key to protecting your own peace is to be like a broken elevator. Because when you get on a broken elevator, you can push the button, but the elevator don't respond.
Right.
Amen. Y'all be honest with what I'm saying.
You don't go up. Oh, okay. Okay.
Somebody don't try to push your button.
Oh, man.
You ain't been to medical school. don't know none about medication. You will take your medicine by you say, I ain't taking it. You call up all kinds of names, but you ain't really qualified.
Yeah.
Y'all got what this is over?
Amen.
So that's what I'm trying to say. And most of all, the thing about Jesus knew what his assignment was.
Oh, come on now.
Come on. Jesus said, I got an assignment to go to the cross and to pay the price of sin so I can bring peace. That's my assignment. See, my brother and sister, when he had that purity of heart and he was focused on his assignment, and he knew what he knew who he was.
Yes, yes.
Be sure you know who you are.
Amen. That's real.
Amen.
Because you know, if you got a dog, anybody had a dog for a while. If you say your dog's name is Toby,
right.
That's your dog, Toby. And then somebody told me on how you don't know your dog. And call him Jim. Your dog ain't gonna move. But he, your dog know who he is. You call him all kinds of names. You call him Spook. Cool. I need somebody to live. somebody to be in the Houston, live in Houston.
Right.
Hey, how did I get such, such, such?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I ain't for somebody that ain't never been out of hell.
Come on, come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you ain't been out of hell, you can be around with Houston.
Yeah.
People will around you now.
Right.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, sir.
And if I'm in my head, I didn't know the way I would call about it this week.
Right.
Because they couldn't tell me. You understand what I'm saying? So be careful how you take criticism. What's wrong with this? And that's what I want them to say when you go to work this week. What is wrong with this hell? You know, got a phone out there. This outfit ain't working.
My God, my God.
But they call it daddy. The devil is there.
Yeah.
I knew this stuff on her before. I knew this stuff on him before. But it ain't working today.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's real. That's good.
All right, all right. So purity comes down to one of the mind. You got that peace.
Yeah.
What time are we going for that? You got that peace. Okay? And then, you need that peace on the inside.
Come on.
Because when you become a peacemaker,
come on.
You come with trouble, but it's good trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good trouble.
Yeah.
That's what is good trouble. When you come to make peace. But it said, you will be persecuted. Folks will say all kinds of stuff about them. Lie on them, threaten them, you might be beaten. All that stuff, it happened to Jesus, it happened to Paul, it happened to John.
Amen.
Whenever you're serious about following Christ, don't expect it to be an easy thing, but when you follow Christ, there's a great eternal conflict going on between the enemy, which is Satan, and God. And when you become a follower after God, the enemy get upset.
Right.
So you're in a fight, and you got to fight with peace.
Amen. Amen.
It's not a piece of cake.
Right.
Peace is not a piece of cake. Now let me quickly get through these up. I got some important things I want to tell you about, because I'm already getting close to my time. Listen. So, that's why I say you got to have purity, be a peacemaker. Because if you ain't got that pure heart, and you see the trouble coming, I can't take it. But the thing about having a peace of God, when you have peace of God, you trust God so much.
Yeah.
You say, whatever happens, my life is in your hands.
Yeah.
You live right there, my life is in your hands. He's working it out.
Yeah, come on back. Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, God, whatever. Yeah. If I have to die for you, God, I die for you.
It is well for myself.
It's all about you.
Jesus.
Not about me.
Jesus.
My whole life is about glorifying you.
Yes.
It's about being everything you want me to be, about doing your will.
My God.
So I'm trusting in you. If you trust God, you can't believe what God will do. Show you a portrait of a peacemaker. Y'all remember Abigail, whose name means wise?
Yeah.
Abigail, what's that boy's name? What's his name? Fool.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget his name, but his name means fool.
Yeah,
name, I think is his name. But his name means fool. Abigail was married to Nabal, and Nabal's name means fool. Her name ain't wild, his name ain't food.
Yeah.
It's
already a mess,
Richard. Yeah, that's how I tell the opposite of the track. But you don't need them kind of opposite of the track, my
God.
And David and had protected his crop. I mean, his herd, sheep, and camel, all he had. David and his mighty man protected his sheep for him.
Yeah.
So nobody could bother him and she could grow. And you know, this was tell Mabel, could you just allow him to have a dinner or something and sit by that with food from the servant? And Mabel said, who is he?
Yeah.
I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him.
To do that. Yeah.
Yeah. He did it on his own. Yeah. I ain't got that much food to be feeding no not folk.
Yeah.
Y'all might want to go around. I ain't got a whole lot of food. So he got back. They said, okay, we're gonna get it. They've had bad times sometimes.
Yeah.
I think if you're a peacemaker, you'll get blessed.
Yeah, that's real.
I want to die. one day, you know, I'm being honest with you. So I get by my cop right here today, and I get out there on the corner. You know, that's where it's staying. You could call it from, you got it on the corner. And I'm in my suit, tie, sweat a little bit in the tie. I got a white towel at home, I got a bare head of sweat. So you know, some of them that's been on the job a long time, especially one certain woman, she was in there cooling off. She was in there cooling off. And every once in a while, you know, when the car got coming up, she hit that door. And she'll go ahead and get up. And then the other guy said, hey, Tim, don't let her do that. They'll tell her, hey, when she go out through that, you need that. You need to get a coffee. I'm not all about that. And then, listen, I can hear what I'm saying. And I told him that. I said, you shouldn't do that. But I always know, I'm telling you, that didn't happen. It didn't happen when I was there. If she run before me, she'll never sell a car. She run before me. And she never did. And then sometimes she run before me, the other people come, and I have to be laying back. And then supervisor, say, I have to run to the people.
Right.
You know, it's again, if somebody that needs help, man, you come help me because they know my sales skill.
Yeah.
And one day I was sitting around there, pushing it, going on call, because I was just saying, Lord, you know, it's good money here, but I don't feel like I'm making a difference like I need to make a difference. I don't feel like I'm impacting the world like you want me to impact.
Yeah.
And then the man came on and said, and I went and sold a car. But see, most cars you didn't make that much of it. You car too, giving it off. But then there were certain special cars, electric cars, that everybody wanted. And if you sold one of them, you know, somewhere between $3,000 and $1,500 if you wanted it. So I'm just sitting up there. I was thinking, I said, what do you think about that? I was thinking about, I really like this job. I'm not having much impact on this job.
Yeah.
And I went and sold one of the $3,000.
Okay, yeah.
Because I got the hookup from the manager when I was just standing around thinking about what God wanted me to do.
Yeah.
Amen. So then, when I finished that, she came to me. How did you sell that? I ain't never sold one of them. She didn't realize she don't know the same God that I know. When you trust God, cheated folk and backbiters, down folk in the back, and get all kind of evil. Amen. Yes, you're climbing the corporate ladder, but you didn't climb with honesty and integrity.
Right.
You climbed it, stack on other folk, bring other folk down.
My God, my God.
When you claim it right,
yeah.
You see this.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Don't you know you'll take care of it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you to take care of a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called. Shall live their life.
Yeah.
He's a peacemaker. And when we make peace, we live their life.
Yeah.
We reflect on what he is.
Yeah.
Fight for peace. Fight for peace. Oh, and I want to tell you though, fight for peace is not a short-term assignment.
Come on.
You have to be patient.
Yeah.
When you fight for peace.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. Fight for peace, son of God, way back in the garden. When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden.
Yeah.
And God said about the to the serpent. Hey, there's gonna be a time when the seed of the woman.
Yeah.
It's going to crush the serpent head. It started right there. Yeah. Then it goes on down and over. And then you know Abraham, you're going to be a father of a great nation. And your seed, there's somebody going to come in your family. Amen. And he's going to bless the whole world. Yeah. And then it came down from generation to generation to generation. All the way till it came down to Jesus coming for us and back down to Calvary. But you know how many years that was? Do you know how long the battle still right was?
Right.
Do you know how much that we had to go through?
Yeah.
Amen. From slavery to civil rights. Reconstruction and stop that with the black codes. We kept having faith. Jim Crow and Negro slavery.
Right.
Thing after thing to get to a point we had. Now they're still trying to take it back.
Right.
But we still going to be peacemakers. Amen. That way, but we know we're peacemakers. We got to get into some good fights.
Right.
Yeah, when we're fighting for peace, it's a good fight. It ain't no harm to have a good fight.
Amen.
Paul said, I fought a good fight. A good fight is not fighting, fighting for peace.
Right.
A good fight is fighting for faith.
Come on. Right.
Y'all hear me?
Right.
A good fight is not a fight. You fight with your fist. It's a fight. You fight with your
faith. Amen.
And because of your faith, God gets in the fight and fights for you.
Yeah.
When you fight with your fist, you might find yourself incarcerated.
Amen.
But when you fight with your faith, you'll find yourself vindicated.
Amen.
Make peace. Do all you can to make peace. Do all you can. Now I'm going to close and this is just to come. I'm over time. I'm trying to do the best I can. But this is important now. I'm going to take about about 2 minutes to do this here. Let's see. Fine. Get this paper here. Get your paper out. See what it says on the front page? Dealing with sin, brother. Now listen to me, this is when you have a problem with somebody in the church. And both of y'all churchmen. Okay? Look what it says, 15. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, if somebody sins against you, go tell him or her his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you gain your brother. So, if y'all having little issues, you go to the person you have an issue with. Don't go to the phone and gossip about it.
Right.
Go to the person you have an issue with. That's what it says first. Say, hey, I think that's not right to be when you treated me that time. Don't tell nobody else.
Right.
Then go to them. Y'all welcome to them? So then, if y'all can't be in the picture, it says me. Well, if they won't hear you, take one or two more.
Right.
Okay, now if they don't hear you, you're going to get somebody that don't vote for y'all. Now listen to me. about church.
Yeah.
Then put the big text Bible book that you're on already talked about that prayer. We need to be praying. Continue to pray for what I believe about big text Bibles.
Amen.
That God changes the lives of those children.
Amen.
Amen. That will be present in the vacation Bible school and make it a magnificent week. We believe, we'll believe in God for that. That some seeds can be planted. Begin to prepare.
Yes.
Begin to prepare for the Lord's supper.
Amen.
As soon as we are finished, my vacation Bible will be ready for the Lord's supper. So let's be prepared. Pray for our children.
Yes. Amen.
God. Also, the Lord has blessed us and we kind of worked it out. We, because of the climate that we live in, we will have all security every night.
Amen.
God, we want to make sure our children are safe.
Amen.
Amen. So we have all police officers here every night. It's not that we're putting our trust in them. Yeah, but we don't want parents to be
available.
I trust that they want that says hi. And looks so. And got all power in his head. Amen. Amen. He's a great God. But we didn't want parents to feel comfortable. And we're not afraid of stuff that's happening. And, amen. Clubs and churches and everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, folks that shoot up each other. So when violence. That means there's not enough peacemakers. Won't you be a peacemaker? God told us, the Lord Jesus told us each time we do this, we do it in remembrance of Him.
Thank you, God.
Remembering His suffering. Horrific suffering for us. How bad He would be. Made fun of, scared, and whipped. Crime was gone. All the things that hurt him.
Oh, God. Amen. My God.
All that happened to him.
My God.
And he could have stopped it at any time.
Yeah.
But you know what I like about Jesus? He would not come down from the cross to save himself. He decided to die to save you and me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He thought I was worth saving.
Yes.
When I didn't think I was worth saving,
right.
He's been better to me than I've been to my own self.
Yes.
So he tells you to do the remembrance of him. And he said that to do with examine yourself. This is important.
Oh God,
this
is important. Oh God, oh God.
Examine, look at yourself. In those areas, the Holy Spirit is going to ask you, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you. Work on this area. You need to work on this area next month. You need to work on this area next week. Might be pride. Might be covered with this greed, lust. Whatever that area is that God wants you to work on. Specific laziness. Am I in it? In here. Say, God, yeah. I'm in there. Confess it. Say, oh, I need you to help me. Because I can't be all you want me to be without your help. And He'll come in and help me. So take a couple of moments silent. Pray. And ask God what is on your heart. What you need him to say. Amen. Now realizing what these elements symbolize. Bread, His body that was given for us, the fruit of the vine, His blood that was spilled for the remission of our sin. And as we take it, we're saying the only way we can effectively live the Christian life is by You, Jesus, living in us and helping us become more like You. So now we take and eat. And then we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, thank you. Let's stand. Be dismissed.
June 26th of last year, this month.
Amen.
We've been talking to leaders in the community, and then we have discovered that we have more homeless in the health and nobody's going to address the situation. So we're going to be the church that helps address the situation.
Amen.
So we discovered the parking lot of Walmart and the bathrooms of Walmart that we have the homeless community. So June 26th, we're going to get some food. We do not have to have a permit because we're not cooking on site. So we're going to gather the food, take it down. We have to go to the tables. We have poultry. We're going to fix the place. Pull up a 6-foot table. You know, stand in place. Have people come through and just bless them.
Amen.
Next time, people will probably get our hygiene kits and things like that. But let's talk to them first to find out what they need, who they are. This is on a first name basis and things like that. Amen. June 26th, I'll get the time a little bit later. I think as soon as 25th
or Saturday?
25th or Saturday? Okay. 25th. We'll check with you on the time. We'll check with Christmas to make sure what time they have the food ready. We close containers, we close sides, and things like that. So we'll check with them as we don't have it ready. We're going to do it early in the day so it won't get hot.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, in the day, people that present us, what's our Father's throne without us all? Beloved God, our Father, and great Jesus Christ, our Lord, sweet giving of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us, now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let us say together, amen, amen, amen. Go out and have an awesome week, and go in the name of Jesus, and make all the peace you can.
Don't come in.